Ladies and gentlemen, this is your captain speaking. It seems though up here we're experiencing a little bit of turbulence. Nothing to worry about. The seatbelt light is on, and we would like everybody to remain calm. Okay, it seems like the oxygen mask has came out. Everybody remain seated and calm.
The plane crash landed on this deserted planet. The pilot had a bad habit of popping Xanax, and now we're all stranded. Stand looking at the plane's mangled frame while mangled bodies are being pulled out with several legs. Lucky for me, I took this trip on a business hustle. While vacation is pulling family out the burning rubble, I'm hearing voices from the plane screaming help. But I'm blocking out my mind because it's every man for himself.
The last thing that I remember was some turbulence before the crash. Now I'm pulling out the dead still attached to the oxygen mask. It all happened up in the flash. Now people nervous because there's no water or food, and only shelter is a burning furnace. Look at the odds, it's survival what we facing. Decide to go on a walk, no destination, just vegetation. Couple exhausting hours in the heat, we turn around, hopeless feeling just as dead as the others upon the ground. Through hunger and starvation, some people are crying, praying, and there's a tidal wave. Heat is like damnation, sound of my heart racing. Feel like every step we take's another step wasted. I gotta fight off all these negative thoughts, cause every vacant mirage looks like a lake or a pond. I know we can't survive much longer like this, but I gotta keep going for the sake of the kids.
Thinking about it, I can't tell what's worse, dying from the plane crash or later dying from thirst. But fuck that, I ask myself, am I a victim or a survivor? Looking at the course, my mouth starts to fill with saliva. My teeth sink into the flesh, I ain't regretting this. I regret the days I was surviving off of sweat and piss. At night I awake, acquire the taste. I'm silent, I wait for the perfect moment to bite in his face.